All right, you've got it on KHUM, and it's 35 minutes after 8 o'clock. North Coast Open Studios is coming up over the next couple of weekends, and we've got Monica Topping and artists named Teresa and Dana here in the studio. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, indeed. So, North Coast Open Studios, this is the 17th annual, correct?
Yes.
Wow. That is a lot of these. Now, as I described it, sort of like a nature documentary, getting to see the artists in their natural habitat, which
is my favorite part of it.
And it's kind of interesting because there's so many different kinds of artists that participate in this. There are, you know, oil painters. There are textile artists. There are sculptors. There are
tattoo artists.
Everything.
Ceramicists.
Craft chocolate makers.
Yeah, there you go.
Coffee roasters.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We've got a couple of artisan manufacturers this year. We've got Dick Taylor Chocolates and Humboldt Bay Coffee Company as well, so you can actually see how some of those delicious things are made as well.
I've seen Dick Taylor Chocolates in action.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool stuff.
The most delicious smelling facility in all of the county, I promise.
That is true. Art you can eat.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that. All right, so let's hear about what you guys do. Teresa, what is your specialty?
Well, right now I'm doing a lot of painting. I'm an oil painter, and mm-hmm. I also work in acrylic, and sometimes I do other things like linoleum block prints and different kinds of button jewelry. So I'm very often just in my little lair working away and having a great time doing it all.
And where is your lair?
I am in Fortuna on 8th Street.
Okay.
A nice big old Victorian studio. You should come down and visit me.
Nice. Now, the thing is all the different lairs are completely different. You know, some are, you know, big Victorian spaces. Some are cramped little closets. Dana, what do you do?
I'm a painter as well. I mostly work with watercolors, but I've been working a little bit with acrylics lately. I do all sorts of different subject matter. Right now, I'm a little obsessed with birds. I have chickens in my backyard, and I just love their personalities and try to express that. And also wild birds, herons, songbirds, that sort of thing.
This is a good area to be into birds.
Yeah. It was kind of when I moved here is mm-hmm. when I discovered my true love for birds.
Yeah. And where is your lair?
Well, I am going to be at what's called a hot spot, and it is at the Ink People Community Art Space in the Healy Building upstairs from Siren Song. And we have about, oh my goodness, 19 artists in there this year.
Actually, I think 21 if the math serves.
Okay.
Wow.
I lost track.
Yeah, because we've got two youth artists that are going to be in that space. We've got Dana Ballard, we've got Rob Ash, and then the artists from Trajectory are going to be in there. And I, at last count, I was told there were 17 of them. So
Yeah.
It's going to be a busy, busy, fun space.
Yeah. That's why I see why they call it a hot spot.
Yes. Right. Very hot.
And a great spot to stop in and see a lot of artists at once. And we are diverse artists. And it should be a lot of fun.
Wow.
Have some snacks, too.
And we had another artist come and join us. Why don't you swing that microphone around there?
How you doing?
Hi. Your name?
Adam. Diaz. I own Diaz Artistries in Riadel.
All right, Adam. And what do you do?
We do everything from functional to non-functional woodworking.
Oh.
So we have approximately, let's see, at any given time, we could have as many as 5 artists working in our studio, all commission-based.
So what's describe something functional.
Well, functional would be like, I mean, people in this area are familiar with like burl tables,
sure.
taking, you know, driftwood pieces, turning them into functional works of art. So end tables, coffee tables, bars, you know, chairs,
okay.
all that kind of sort of thing. And then we also have a wood turning studio. So, you know, redwood bowls, live edge bowls. And then we also do rustic reclaimed furniture as well.
Nice.
So.
So what's unfunctional? Just something you would hang on the wall?
Yeah. So, you know, like home decor. So in other words, a lot of our wood turning actually is I mean, outside of salad bowls, you know, they're pretty well just decor, so there's not a lot of function to them other than just brightening up a room or
which has a function.
Yeah, it is a function to a certain degree, yeah. That's sculpture pieces.
Imagine a world without art. It'd be very unfunctional indeed,
I
think.
That'd be awful.
I agree.
It would be terrible. Oh, my goodness. It would probably look like Walmart.
Yeah. Oh, zing.
Boom!
Oh, wow.
They're not a plant. And never will be.
Careful.
Oh, man. So 17 years this has been going on. Now, Monica, drag that microphone back. How far and wide will this be happening?
This year we have got artists as far south as Rio Del, which is Adam Diaz here, and Eagle Prairie Arts District as well down in Rio Del, all the way up to Trinidad West Haven, and then as far east as Hydesville and Blue Lake.
Okay.
Yeah, and then everywhere in between. Everywhere in between. It's going to be awesome.
Now you have this lovely full-colored pamphlet, brochure, if you will.
40-page guidebook.
A guidebook.
Thank you to the North Coast Journal for that.
Yeah, it's very, very nice. Lots of, you can actually see some representative photographs of some of the artwork that the various different artists are doing.
Yep, they've each got a photo to go along with their listing, which also tells you where they're at, contact information for them. If they've got a website, that's on there.
And which weekends they're displaying.
And which weekends they're displaying, which is very important information.
So, for instance, I just
some
found...
artists are one weekend, yep, or some week, you know, some are both weekends.
I just found Dana's right here.
Yay!
And I can see your chickens.
Chickens.
I see your chickens. And, and it says that you are open on weekend one.
Correct.
So I know that by
thanks
looking
for
at
noticing.
This. I just noticed that.
Let's not forget that there is also maps in there, so
yes,
people
yes
can find your studios easily. Yeah, mm-hmm.
There are. So there's maps for the individual towns or, you know, regions that the studios are in. So each listing for the artist has a number, and then those numbers correspond with the maps that they're on. And you know, the guidebooks are located all over the county. Mm-hmm. Art loving businesses, libraries, etc., all over the county. And you can also find the information at NorthCoastOpenStudios.com. We've got all the listings there, and you know, some articles and things, you know, about the artists that are participating. It's a great resource, and you can find their maps there as well.
Mm-hmm.
And our Facebook page, which is very active right now.
So will you guys be actually doing art or just giving tours while you're
doing art?
Doing
I
art.
Will be doing art mm-hmm in my painted clothes mm-hmm that are an art piece in themselves.
Sure.
And I will have a canvas set up for different people to come in and throw some paint at those, too.
Oh, so very nice.
I'm hoping you come and have a little bit of fun with me.
Participate.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's important to participate in art.
Uh-huh. And what's, you know, I've been to various different studios in the past, and it's always interesting to see, you know, there's so many different personality types. Some people, you know, have stuff everywhere all over the place. You know, there isn't a square inch that doesn't have something there. It's just a very, very busy. Some studios are very Spartan with only the one thing they're working on and everything else is just plain. You know, and some people are very neat. Some people are not neat. You know, it's a whole mix of how you guys operate.
Yeah.
Yes.
Beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It's a messy thing.
It can be. And one of the cool things here in Humboldt County is I think better than 50% of our population list themselves as an artist.
Wow.
Yeah.
Higher than I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, it's like, you know, it's like they may not do that, you know, for a living, but that is one of the things they do, you know, according to census data. Better than 50%.
Right. My understanding of the census data was that there are more artists per capita in Humboldt County than there are in any other part of the state. And what really put that into perspective for me was talking to the Ink People's Artist in Residence, Katie Texas, about this. And
Yay,
she
Katie
says, you know, what's really interesting about that data is that these are people who on the census actually claim that that is the thing that they do,
yeah,
as opposed to I'm a you know, nurse, or mm-hmm, I'm a teacher, or I'm an office assistant. who happens to go home at night and do art. These are the people who on the census say, I am an artist. Mm-hmm. And that is really telling to me, because I would even, you know, hazard to guess that, you know, a number of our folks doing open studios may have claimed their day job, if it's different than their art,
sure,
you know, as the thing that they do. So mm-hmm. I think that's really particularly telling that these are people who claim that that is the thing that they do. And we should be darn proud of that.
It is.
And thank goodness mm-hmm. we live in an area that supports that.
Absolutely. Yes. This area does support art. I mean, look at all the different arts nights we have. There's Arts Alive, of course, in Eureka, which has always traditionally been heavily attended. Mm-hmm. And all the other communities have since done this as well. All of them wonderfully attended. What do we have here?
An actual listing of the arts nights in the guidebook.
Look at that.
From Garberville, Fortuna, Eureka, Arts Arcata, McKinleyville, and Trinidad, which just started again last month and will be happening this Friday.
Yep. And all of these very well attended.
Yes.
Because this area really loves and supports the arts.
Yep. It's awesome.
In all its varied forms. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's like, why is this area so concentrated with artists? I don't know. It's such a beautiful area.
I think that the beauty of the area here just tends to inspire people mm-hmm. to be creative.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this may not be a very popular thing, but I also think it's kind of the lack of jobs.
Well, that might have. You heard of that too, yes.
You know, it's, I think, you know, it's, you know, the lack of jobs, you know, does a couple things for our area. It keeps the population fairly relatively small. Uh-huh. It means the people who come here really want to live here
yeah.
and have, you know, something else in mind, you know, mm-hmm. such as art or maybe some entrepreneurial thing that is, or what have you. I mean, this it attracts a certain type of people, and I think a lot of artists wind up coming here.
Right. Well, I have to say that although we have a limited economy up here, mm-hmm. the sales of arts are pretty good
yeah.
in comparison to some other places that I've worked and sold.
Right.
And so that's an amazing thing that happens is there's not a lot of money up here.
We value art.
But mm-hmm. we do value art, and I have to say that the art community here really helps each other out. We're mm-hmm. all working together yeah. rather than being as competitive as some artists yeah. could be.
Yeah.
And that is very unusual.
That's an interesting yeah. thing that, you know, I think that's something that, you know, while we go on in life, we should, you know, when we go to our friends' homes and various different homes here in Humboldt County, take a look on the walls and on the tables and around the rooms and see how much original art mm-hmm. you're seeing. And I think you're going to see a lot of it here in Humboldt County. And now that you mentioned that, I've noticed that. Our house is just loaded with original art. And so many people I know's houses are loaded with original art.
You know, it's also, I moved here in 2008,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not from the area. But one thing that I noticed is not only is the community of people who buy art, but there is also the artists themselves that are just ready to help you mm-hmm. figure things out and, oh, you paint, let's paint together. Let's, you know, this is going on. Let's go out to the beach and do some painting out there. And so the community of artists is really supportive too. And I think that's unique. I mm-hmm. haven't experienced that before.
Yeah,
and I also think that very often when somebody comes into my studio and they fall in love with a piece, I'm so willing to negotiate with them about how to get that piece into their home. So that's the nice thing about coming to a studio during open studios is you get to meet the artist and then you get to negotiate.
Maybe barter.
Barter, too. That works for me.
I think big part of Humboldt's economy.
Another possible element that, you know, I grew up in Humboldt, and I'm, you know, like third generation, and, you know, we grew up using our hands. You know, most everybody in this county grew up either a son or a daughter of a mill worker or a logger or, you know, an off, you know, ship sailor or somebody that, you know, worked with their hands. And people who tend to, you know, be kinetic like that, they create and they can't help themselves. And so, I mean, I've just recently through the arts district, we had a local guy, his dad was a mill worker. He worked in the cigar plant in PL. And he would, you know, take these planer blades and sharpen them up, make tools, and he created some of the most unbelievable folk art you've ever seen, kind of like trench art stuff. And he just brought it to our attention, and it's, you know, it's all around us. It's, you know, you see these things pop up, and it kind of amazes you. I mean, down in Rio Del, where we're at, there was literally no art galleries when I moved in there, and now there's more and more popping up. And then what happened is all these artists just literally start coming out of the woodworks, and you realize there's talent everywhere. Yeah. They just don't always come out to the forefront.
Yeah, and I think that also because of our economy, we all have to think outside the box.
Sure.
And that makes it even more creative.
Yeah. 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 I mean, it's a, as I said, a negative to some degree, but a real positive mm-hmm. in certain other parts of it. I think it's one of the things that helps shape what Humboldt County is, which is kind of cool. You know, I was absolutely drawn to this area. You know, when I first visited it in 1981, I was like, I must live here someday. You know, and I did. And it's the kind of community that it either works for you or it doesn't. I mean, it's like, there's kind of no in between. It's like some people just can't stand it and they run screaming, but others just, you know, must stay here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, it's North Coast Open Studios. It's the next couple of weekends, and you can find these brochures like all over the place, right?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. We've got them Fortuna Library. In Eureka, you can find them at the Morris Graves, Redwood Art Association, Ink People Office, their new office on 5th Street, Wildberries Marketplace in Arcata. They're spread around McKinleyville. They're spread around all the places, Arcata Artisans. You can find them pretty much everywhere. And if you did not manage to get yours out of the North Coast Journal in this past week, because that's where it was inserted during that point, you can go to northcoastopenstudios.com for all of the basic information that is in the guidebook, you know, the artist listings. And you can actually click on, if there's a particular weekend that you're wanting to go out, you can click on weekend one and it will pull up for you all the artists that are doing weekend one. And, you know, so you can kind of help narrow it down that way if that helps you out a little bit. And you can also find your maps there as well.
Absolutely. And I strongly suggest folks check it out. Spend a little time doing this. You can do it both weekends. You can do it one or the other. You know, there's no rules. And you can set your own, you know, figure what areas you want to check out, you know, what type of artists you want to check out. There's mm-hmm. There's no possible way to do it all.
There is. I tried last year. I think I got to somewhere close to like 70 different places over the 4 days.
You're good.
Taking pictures and, you know, running around. But, you know, it's such a fun opportunity to, you know, go out there and maybe there are artists that you've heard of. Mm-hmm. You can't help but to have heard of around here.
Sure.
And you go and check them out. And then you're like, you know, I'm going to step outside the box and check out some folks that I have never heard of before. Mm-hmm. And, you know, which is also a lot of fun. And there are parts of the weekend that I will start as far south as our listings go and work my way north. And there's other days I'll start as far as north as we go and work south and just kind of meet in the middle between Eureka and Arcata and do running around there. Yeah. So I would love if someone's got a more efficient way of doing that, please let me know.
What makes it impossible is that inevitably you're going to wind up someplace and you're going to wind up talking with someone for a period, or you're going to run into friends and you'll wind up, you know, it's
very Humboldt.
It's very Humboldt. It's very hard, very hard to see it all. So map it out, enjoy it, and ask what. Why don't you leave some off? If you got more of these, you can leave some off here at the station.
Oh, I do.
Good.
it's my job.
We can be one of the spots people can stop by and pick one up. Awesome. Right here on Main Street in Ferndale. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you, Cliff.
Yeah, thank you all for coming in.
Thank you.
All righty. Mm-hmm. And best of luck, and enjoy showing your art to everybody out there.
Come see us.